This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr in for Terry Loomis. Gone today. It is the 4th of July. And coming up this year, there are a number of Farm Bill listening sessions across the country. The most recent one was down in Florida. The North Dakota Farmers Union is hosting a series of Farm Bill listening sessions July 17th through the 19th to get farmer and rancher input on a new farm bill. Mark Watney, president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, says the clock is ticking. We want to make sure family, farmers, and ranchers have input into this critical piece of legislation that will affect their operation. So the meeting dates are July 17th, two of them, Watford City and Minot. 10 a.m. at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, 3 p.m. at the North Central Experiment Station in Minot, July 18th at the Fireside in Devil's Lake, 10 a.m., 3 p.m., Hillsboro Event Center, Hillsboro, July 19th, 10 a.m. at the North Dakota Heritage Center, Bismarck, and at 3 p.m. at the North Dakota Farmers Union Conference Center in Jamestown. These six listening sessions have been scheduled across the state of North Dakota. National Farmers Union staff and invited congressional staff will be present to hear producer concerns. Mark Watney said Farmers Union will be forwarding producer comments to North Dakota congressional offices and the National Farmers Union. So I got this farm bill that's being crafted here again soon. Always it seems that a natural disaster or some type of disaster relief is also always an add-on. The president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, Louisiana Commissioner Dr. Mike Strain, says there needs to be a specific disaster provision in the new farm bill that is properly funded or have agriculture included with everything else in the Stafford Act.
Putting it in a Stafford Act is more likely than getting sufficient funds allocated in the Farm Bill for disasters. Either that or we're going to have a specific set-aside type crop insurance that only kicks in major national disasters to where it is affordable and it will pay the farmers. And so when you look at what we have now in crop insurance, the dollars that were initially to be allocated towards disasters were put into the crop insurance program. Say you had 70% coverage and you harvested 70% of your rice and you lost 100% of the remaining 30%. So if you had 1,000 acres, you lost 300 acres. Your compensation from your insurance on those 300 acres is what? Zero on the current crop insurance.
The current crop insurance program, he says, just isn't adequate for natural disasters.
Say you had 70% coverage and you harvested 70% of your rice and you lost 100% of the remaining 30%. So if you had 1,000 acres, you lost 300 acres, 100%. Your compensation from your insurance on those 300 acres is what? Zero on the current crop insurance. As you can see in Washington right now, there are members that are trying to find additional disaster dollars to help with hay in the areas of the drought, as well as the livestock indemnity program for those areas where there were great fires through the Midwest where they lost thousands of head of cattle. So it's obviously across the United States, the disaster provisions that are in the current farm bill are insufficient when you have secretarial or presidential declarations and this level of disaster.
That is the Louisiana Commissioner, Dr. Mike Strain, president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. This is Inside Agriculture on the morning of the 4th of July. I'm Mick Kerr in for Terry Loomis. We'll be right back with more Inside Agriculture.